This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A visitor in Glacier National Park died by suicide on June 4th. At 9:56 p.m. on Wednesday, June 4th, Glacier National Park dispatch received a report of an individual with severe injuries near Avalanche Campground. Park rangers responded and provided medical aid on the individual, but the person was declared dead on the scene. Glacier National Park, in its news release, advised people who have thoughts of suicide or have loved ones with thoughts of suicide to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a national network of local crisis centers that provides free and confidential emotional support to people in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. A space-traveling tree has been planted in Helena. In partnership with the U.S. Forest Service, NASA launched seeds from five different tree species aboard the 2022 Artemis 1 mission. The seeds traveled nearly 270,000 miles to the moon and back. Exploration Works, a downtown Helena science museum, was selected by NASA to receive the tree following a rigorous application process. The historic tree, a Douglas fir, is the only known Artemis I moon tree in the state. Exploration Works says the tree is under 24-hour surveillance and will be cared for with the help of Helena's Great Northern Town Center's general manager, Lonnie Kamna, to ensure the tree stays healthy with soil treatments, watering, and more. Exploration Works has a fence protecting the tree from animals and from humans. The moon tree is outside Exploration Works near their sound garden. Helena's moon tree is not the first tree planted in Big Sky Country to travel around the moon. In 1976, another Douglas fir that traveled on the Apollo 14 mission was planted at the University of Montana in Missoula. The Bozeman Public Library is resuming its free summer lunch program. Free lunches will be available from June 16th through August 27th, served from noon to 1 p.m. on the library front plaza, except on June 19th and July 3rd and 4th. The program, originally created to ensure that children and teenagers have access to healthy lunches while school is out, was paused last summer after rising property values in the area caused the library to lose its status as a federally reimbursable meal site. Without that designation, it was no longer eligible to host the HRDC's free summer lunch program. But now, the Bozeman Library Friends and Foundation, a nonprofit that supports the library beyond what public funding can provide, has stepped in to fully fund the lunch return for summer 2025. The program's funding comes from a lead donation by Inner City Radiology PC, along with support from Bozeman Health and Yellowstone Orthodontics. The funding will allow the library to once again offer free, healthy meals to children throughout the summer. Free lunches start Monday, June 16th and go through August 27th, served from noon to 1 p.m. on the library front plaza, except June 19th and July 3rd and 4th. Beyond addressing food insecurity, the program has the potential to boost participation in other library offerings and strengthen its role as a welcoming community hub. Ferry Lake Road No. 74 in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest's Bozeman Ranger District will not open as planned on Monday due to snow conditions. The Carroll Creek Gate on Ferry Lake Road will be accessible, but the upper segment of Ferry Lake Road remains closed. Visitors will be able to drive to the closed gate located just before the trailhead near Elf Lake. The Bozeman Ranger District said, "We will fully open Ferry Lake Road as soon as conditions allow." All other roads slated for opening on Monday in the district will open as scheduled, including in the Bangtails, Hyalite, and Gallatin Canyon. For further road opening and timing information, visitors can call the Bozeman Ranger District office at 406-522-2520. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.